The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views is smooth, consistent, and intentionally simple. It's vapor done right. Because when you're free to focus on what really matters, everything just clicks. Find Views, that's V-U-S-E, Views, at your favorite convenience store.
Underage sale prohibited. Views is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
Yet another fake conservative, Piers Morgan, has taken to the internet to try and discredit a real conservative, Ben Shapiro. And this is just the latest iteration of podcasters lying and creating a straw man in order to try and take out their competition. So I'm going to show you everything that happened. Here is Piers Morgan ripping into Ben Shapiro for something he never said.
Well, we know he doesn't like Dave Smith and flat out refuses to debate him, which strikes me as pretty cowardly. You can make up your own minds about why he refuses. And what Ben really takes issue with is that among the many guests supporting his worldview, and specifically supporting Israel, we also invite many people who don't support his worldview and don't support the Israeli government.
Piers Morgan went on to say that Ben won't appear on a show anymore because he called him anti-Semitic. Ben Shapiro made it very clear that is not true. He just isn't under any obligation to go on anyone's show if he doesn't want to.
I have never remotely called Megyn Kelly an anti-Semite, nor, by the way, did I call Piers Morgan an anti-Semite. I said that his show is the Jerry Springer of politics, a clown car of stupidity, and it is. That's all. That's literally all. I didn't say that he should be taken down. I didn't say that people should stop watching his show if they want to. I said I did not wish to appear in the clown car of stupidity, which seems to me an aspect of free speech. I don't have to associate with Piers' dumb show. I mean, lots of people like it. Good for him. And Piers measures his morality by clicks, and so I assume he sleeps fine at night. That's fine. That's his prerogative. It's a free country. But let's be real. The tactic that is currently being used by all of these figures is a preemptive claim that people are calling you anti-Semitic. And then they say, and I'm not anti-Semitic. Really, they're just mad at me because of Israel. So
I agree that Piers Morgan is not anti-Semitic. And I think it's very clear, actually, if you watch his show. But this idea that if you don't go on someone's show, you're censoring them is ridiculous. Everyone is spewing this nonsense from Tucker Carlson to Piers Morgan to Megyn Kelly. The reality is this civil war happening on the right, or even in alternative media just in general, since Piers is not even on the right, it has nothing to do with Israel. It has never had anything to do with Israel. That's a totally separate issue. It has to do with morality, with telling the truth, with grifting for clicks, and fundamentally, it is a power struggle that's going on with different people who are trying to define what MAGA is, since we're going into 2028 and Trump, for the first time in a decade, is not going to be able to rerun for president. We have all known what the GOP really is for the last 10 years about. And so there's really been no power struggle. It's what Trump says goes. Everyone sees right now for the first time in a long time that there will be a power vacuum. You're seeing it between J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, who have very different foreign policy ideologies. And you can see the push and pull. That is why in the commentariat, you have people openly lying to discredit someone that they deem more powerful politically and maybe more mainstream, like Ben Shapiro. So Ben continues.
And again, as for Piers, I'm still bewildered as to why Piers is so pissed off. Seriously. Stop being a pissy little bitch. Seriously. It's really kind of ridiculous. I said that I don't want to go on your show. Oh, wah. I'm sorry. I said that I think your show's Jerry Springer. That you fill up the screen with a six box of people, none of whom you would want to talk to in a cafe. And then you have them argue with each other and yell at each other and scream. You have Cenk Uygur with his head blowing up like a red balloon on the air next to Norman Finkelstein, next to whatever kook you found on a street corner. next to maybe one legitimate person. And then you're like, this is a solid debate. I love. Okay, you want to do that? That's your choice, my dude. You can. But I don't understand why it's not my choice to say I don't wish to participate in your dumb show. And why that somehow represents censorship. That is not censorship. You don't have to come on my show. I don't have to come on your show. Nobody has to go on anybody's show. And I'm not saying that people can't watch your show or that you should be deplatformed. The expansion of censorship to include, I'm not allowed to somehow criticize Megyn Kelly for her cowardice, and she's a coward. Or that I'm not allowed to criticize Piers Morgan for being a click whore, and yes, he's a click whore. Or that I'm not allowed to criticize Tucker Carlson for being a nut, because he's being a nut. And that somehow these critiques amount to a campaign of cancellation or censorship.
Well, Piers Morgan has since tweeted out that Ben and Dave Rubin are no longer welcome on his show. They didn't want to be on his show in the first place, so I don't know what the point of that was, but that's what he tweeted out very angrily. Unfortunately, there have been many members of the right-wing commentariat, which I don't even know what that means, but they have come out in support of Piers Morgan, saying that he is somehow part of the conservative movement more than Ben. And let's just be clear about this. Piers Morgan is not conservative at all. Piers immediately had Mehdi Hasan on to talk about Ben Shapiro right after. That's a really good testament to where Piers Morgan ideology is at. And once again, of course, they talked about Israel the whole time. They didn't even talk about the spat between him and Ben Shapiro in context of morality. They talked about how he was all about Israel. And again, he never talked about Israel. It's for absolutely no reason. None of this has to do with Israel, but they're obsessed. They are Israel first, not America first, which honestly, it does make sense from Piers Morgan since he's not American. I don't know why any American would trust his opinion on United States policy, domestically or foreign, because he is not an American. Megyn Kelly is another great example of the ridiculous lying. Here she said, you know, she's lamenting the broken relationship between Ben and Piers and saying that she made Ben Shapiro.
Very sad to me, as somebody who's known Ben forever and helped make Ben 100%. He became a star on my show, The Kelly File. I'm very sorry to see this happen. And like, there is absolutely no cause to go run around policing the guests on somebody else's show and trying to diminish somebody who is as interesting, but, and I mean this complimentary, benign as Piers Morgan.
The hubris in that statement is astounding. Do you know what Megyn Kelly was doing while Ben Shapiro was speaking on campuses and writing books and growing one of the largest podcasts of all time? She was on all kinds of mainstream media outlets talking to LGBTQ kids and how she hated Trump. She is a creation of the mainstream media. Same with Tucker, same with Piers. These people have never been free thinkers. It is not in their DNA. They are mainstream media people through and through, and nothing hurts them worse than the truth. And that's what Ben has done. That's what I'm trying to do as well. There's only 1 month left to file your taxes, but fortunately, Quick Tax America makes it so much easier. They're doing all federal tax returns for only $76 this year. That's right. No matter how complicated your taxes are, and they do all the work for you. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions about yourself, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest of the work. They're fantastic. They've done my taxes for years, so go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.